Hello, welcome to Wisdom Moment with Prophet Benjamin Fodjo. He is a voice called to restore the dignity of humanity, to demonstrate the power of the Holy Spirit, to reveal the true identity of Christ in us, to raise and build people of absolute dominion, to raise a fearless generation, to bring salvation to the unsaved, revival to the brokenhearted, liberate men from captivity, to reveal the absoluteness of the Holy Ghost, to break the walls of denominization and bring about unity in the body of Christ across the continent. And now, today's message.
We say, aye, 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 aye.
But you, O Lord, shall endure forever in remembrance, and the remembrance of your name to all generations. Verse number 13. You will arise and have mercy on Zion, for the time to favor, yes, the set time has come. The theme of this conference is Kairos. I told you yesterday that beyond what a man prays about, God listens to the thought of your mindset. I repeat. Inasmuch as God is all merciful, before he predisposes upon your life what a man really desires, he wants to check your mental capacity. Because a man's identity, according to scripture, is not the name you possess, but the mind you carry. If the enemy succeeds in changing the way you think, something about your life can't see God's goodness. Watch me. The enemy's ultimate attack against the life of a believer has got to do with, you know, understanding how God operates. Whilst the enemy has the power to intercept what you know concerning God, something about your miracle can't actually manifest in the flesh. So whilst people forget that the mind is what God depends on to find expression, they may never have life. Am I communicating, friends? So whatever we teach God's word here, beyond receiving, is to actually cause to become. You didn't hear me? Watch me. We can come before the Lord and we may pray asking God for something. But remember, before you approach God's holy altar, he already knew what you wanted. Talk to me, somebody. Talk to me, church. I hope you are aware it is not how long you pray that will convince God. As important as long prayers are, it is the understanding of what you know concerning what you pray about that gives God the power to answer you. You didn't hear me? Let me break it down. Bishop, we may tell people to lift up your hands to God, seeking for answers. And God says, I have the power to answer people. But before I give them what they really want in this difficult case, I need to check if they understand the patterns it brings to flesh what God has said. You didn't hear me? God has never blessed a man just because he loved the man. He blessed a man because the man understands what to do to bring the person to pass. You didn't hear me? You see, if you feel that God is solely responsible for what that concerns your life, there are many things you can never have in this kingdom. Because it takes the partnership of the mind of the man to actually work with God's hand to see a miracle happen in flesh. Did you hear me? Have you wondered why Jesus Christ, who is called the Word of God, had to go to the tabernacle, the synagogue, and then actually have to account for whatever he knew concerning the gospel at each door? It would have shocked you that Christ, who came as God in flesh, would have had a limited destiny if something about his knowledge was thwarted upon. Am I communicating, friends? Watch me. Whenever you come for a prophetic gathering, beyond what the man of God will tell you, seek to understand what God says. Redemption faith, talk to me, please. Oh, praise God. If not, many things about the life of God can't find expression. Oh, I bless somebody. Please watch this. I told you yesterday that whatever we make mention of time according to scripture, we are not talking about the sequential arrangement of events. Because this issue of time that God spoke about in the book of Psalm has got nothing to do with the date of a man. Remember, in the kingdom where God resides, physical time has no place there. Remember, he's Alpha, Omega, beginning, end. You go to the end, he's there. You come to the beginning, he's there. So he can't be encapsulated in physical time. Oh, talk to me, somebody. You see, hear me. On earth, people have this belief that once you are aged, we believe that you have all it takes to command the very things that life wants you have. Am I right? But God never looks at your physical maturity to give what you deserve until you grow in intimacy. Remember, at 75, he called Abraham a boy. Not because he lived in his father's house, but because the very knowledge he needed to walk in destiny was still not with him yet. Talk to me, somebody. Hello? Are we learning something here? So whenever God makes mention of time, he's not talking about what you call time. He's talking about his word finding fulfillment in your destiny. Because according to God, time is the actualization of his spoken statement. Hear this. I told you yesterday that Genesis said, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. The one in the beginning is actually a time frame. Am I communicating? But remember, the one in the beginning did not begin with God. It began with the earth. The earth only had a beginning because God spoke. If God had not spoken, there would be no beginning to the earth realm. So when God spoke, the earth now had time. Am I communicating? So if God says it is time for you to have favor, it means everything I have spoken about your destiny is now coming to pass. Because if people would want to weigh the physical time and divine timing, they will always call God a different name. Because God never operates the way a man does. Oh, talk to me, please. Are you aware you can be at the end of your life and God will say you are not starting destiny? Oh, talk to me, somebody. Oh, hello. Sarah was 90 years old and the Lord gave her a bouncing baby boy at age 90. So never get to a place in destiny where you would want to actually weigh divine timing and a physical time. You can be very wrong. Is that clear, please? Wonderful. So watch me. I told you yesterday that a man was created for one purpose, one reason, one assignment. And that is to ensure that everything God is, a man become. Am I teaching you? Please hear me well. Somewhere, somehow, if you listen to the prayer of the average believer, they are only concerned about what God can do for them. Now, as important as it is not the testimony you receive that God is thankful for or cheerful for. He wants to see how his kingdom agenda can find expression through you. If his kingdom cannot be expressed through you, he can't trust you. Because sometimes your testimony might be the arrival of your answered prayer. And to God, it can become up hither.
Lift your voice, we sing.
Wave your hands, we sing. No, sit down, sit down, sit down, sit down, sit down, sit down.
We give you
love.
Hey,
lift your voice, we worship you, Lord.
I know if I'm communicating, friends.
Please, yes. I'm saying this again, friends. If your perception about the arrival of your testimony has got to do with God showing himself to you, you are walking the wrong knowledge. Because God does not give to impress. Oh, did you hear that? Oh, did you hear that? No, come here. Thank you, please. Watch this. So this man here is my son in the faith. Am I communicating? If he is to ask me for something, in as much as he will be satisfied with whatever I give him, the end goal of what he asks for is to my own glory. Am I communicating? If he goes out there in a cutted attack, people won't insult him. They will ask him who the father is. So because I want to clothe my dignity with him, even though I may not be always with him, I want to see how best I can honor him. So when I come to God seeking for a miracle, and God realizes I have not grown into maturity to express the kingdom, he will train me there. Sometimes you are praying for a miracle, and God says the concern is not the testimony, the concern is the capacity.
You didn't hear me?
Because you feel that you are actually coming late in life, and God says, I have the power to control time. I can make yesterday look like today, and I can make today look like tomorrow. Remember, he is a yesterday, he is today and tomorrow. You see, watch me. God's concern has never been about people's opinion. No. Men can't tell God what God should do, because you can't impress men. Am I communicating, church? So God is telling you that he wants to favor you. But he says that time has got nothing to do with the sequential arrangement. It's got to do with he ensuring that what he says comes to pass. Oh, am I communicating this? Watch me. Watch me. If God is to honor you because of what you want, it will shock you that comfort will not become the God of your life. And in this kingdom of ours, comfort is the death of destiny. If the enemy wants to kill a man, the enemy will make you extra comfortable. That is why God does not surround his throne with any other type of fire, because fire will kill you. Oh, am I communicating, friends? Oh, am I communicating here? Please hear this. For all these years, Hannah was believing God for a child. Now, to God, the concern was not the baby. To God, the concern was the absence of a prophet that was in Israel. For all these years, she will come up to the mountain, pray to God, asking God for a miracle. And God says, I know you want a baby, but the concern is not the womb. I actually want to preach with your womb. Oh, am I communicating? I know you are barren, but the issue about barrenness is not the absence of a child. It's the absence of capacity. If God says a man is barren, he's not talking about children. He's talking about you not having the power to stand. Oh, am I communicating? Yes. Now, are you aware that for all these years, every knowledge that Hannah knew about God was what the husband taught him?
Oh, am I communicating here?
Okay. No, come here.
Oh, am I teaching, please? Somebody say glory. Glory. And I come here. So he's a medical doctor as well. Bishop, you see, God bless me big time. I have doctors around me. Now watch this, man of God. Watch this.
Watch this. Are you aware that some people failed in destiny because they once succeeded?
Let me break it down. Let me break it down. Somebody say, preach. aware that to God, it is not what you do that really matters to him. It's you being consistent with the path he has to follow. Do you know pain can alter a man's message that they become prayer warrior by force? Just because God must change your life for them. And the forgotten that if you, what you do that brings you to the top, you must continually do to keep it. Oh, true of us. So if someone's belief is to get here, you have to follow me. And the person feels that he has gotten there, there will be no need for him to pray again. Whereas God says you should actually continue doing what you did that brought you here. So some people failed in life because they once succeeded. Now, to his perception, he has this belief that the only miracle he can have is to stand here. And God says, if I'm to give you what you pray for, you can't honor me as God. So let me give you more than what you pray for. You didn't hear me, somebody? Oh, talk to me, somebody. You are praying for a child like Samuel. And God says, beyond what you pray, I want to give you a prophet called Samuel. Oh, am I communicating? You are praying for a son called Isaac. But beyond Isaac, I want to give you a nation. Am I communicating? Because God knows more than what a man was. Lift up your hands, someone. Now, I prophesy over your destiny. And I speak over your life. That after tonight, my God will change your story. Scream and say, I believe it. Clap your hands together for Jesus.
Amen.
Am I communicating here?
Yes, sir.
Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Am I communicating this? So watch this. If God says the serpent must come for you to be favored, please pay attention to me, please. I beg you so much. If God says a serpent to be favored, it means I'm bringing into reality everything spoken in spirit. And the goal of that testimony is for kingdom glorification. Is that clear? Oh, is that clear? Watch me. You see, if you walk in destiny without a miracle taking place in your life, I bet you, you will doubt God's integrity. Oh, yeah. At a point, you will speak like Christ did on the cross of Calvary by saying, Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani, my father, why have you forsaken me? You see, what matters to God isn't about what you receive, but who you become. Hear this. Hear this. Hear this. I want you to know, ladies and gentlemen, that in this life of yours, if all you know about God is a God that gives and not the God that translates, you have a short-circuited knowledge about God. Let me break it down. Am I teaching you? Watch this. Watch this. This will blow you off. Somebody say glory.
Glory.
Watch this. If I'm to give this man my towel, it's mine. Don't take it away. Hold it. I know my son. They like anointing too much. Somebody say glory. Now, if I'm to give this man my face towel here, right, I have given him something. But remember, in God's kingdom, he made you in his image. Remember, God does not pray for things. He demands for things. Oh, talk to me, please. Watch me. God doesn't pray for a miracle. He's a miracle himself. Talk to me, somebody. So whatever he wants to give you, he knows that you also have the power to ascend into heights like him and become who he is. How did Joshua speak to the son and say, you shouldn't move by my word? How did Elijah enter a land and say, because you are sinless? He says, for 3.5 years, the heavens will be closed and there will be no rain in this land. What am I communicating?
Yes, sir.
Remember that he entered into a realm in God's kingdom where he just didn't pray for things to happen. He made things happen. What am I communicating? Watch me. You see, if a man does not get to height in the kingdom where you have the ability to translate patterns into reality, things about God will make you feel that God can't love you again. Now watch me. There are two forms of power in God's kingdom. Every miracle a man receives where he can't replicate came through the channel of love. But once a man gets a miracle where he has the power to tell what he did that brought him into order and authority, it's called trust. Am I communicating? Thank God we've got women in the house. Is there any lady who will pray before you cook? Tell me. Father, unto you I lift up the jollof. As I cook this jollof. Oh, please talk to me, please. Bishop, you will never see any lady pray before they cook. Have you wondered why? Because they know how to do it. Oh, am I right? God wants to bring a man into precision in the spirit. You didn't hear me, somebody. Where you have the power to say, this should be done, this can be done, this should be done. And before you realize, miracles will begin to happen. Oh, can I declare? Lift up your hands, somebody. I prophesy over your destiny. God is changing your story. Scream as a glory.
Glory.
Can I teach you? You see, every believer, I want you to know that your life is God's letter. So Apostle Paul called us living epistles. You see, somebody can read the scripture. And if somebody can't understand what the person read from the scripture, your life should give the person the correct presentation of what the scripture said. How is it that a slave girl called Esther, who had no reverence in a strange man's land, became a queen at age 16? No, look at Joseph. You are actually a stranger in a strange man's land. And then you are able to tell with precision what a man's dream is. And from nowhere, you slept as a dreamer, you slept as a prisoner, and the next day, you became a prime minister. Now, I bet you, if you don't have this perception, your value for God will only be concerned about physical things. Now, yesterday, I gave you a deep revelation here, and I'll break it down for you. Anytime you hear the word Israel, we're talking about God's army, God's life, God's hand, God's power, God's culture, God's glory, God's influence. Am I correct, please? Please hear this. Now, most at times, we only focus on whatever God gave unto Joseph in a strange man's land. Now, watch me. You see, thing that God doesn't prepare a man for, even if his mercy comes upon you and it gives unto you, your character will kill it. Do you know why? Because character is stronger than prophecy. From the rising of the sun to the setting of the same, your name is to be hallowed. We say Adonai, say Adonai. Okay. God help me. How do I believe on you? Okay, this. Are you aware that some of the testimonies you share in church in honor of God's faithfulness might not always be God's ordained testimony for you, so that he wants to test your character? Ten lepers came to Jesus. He prayed for them. Only one came back to say thank you. And Christ asked, so where is the other nine? Now, the Bible says the one who came to say thank you to Jesus was made whole. Now, to God, the definition for the healing was not what the other nine saw as healing. His definition for healing was he being whole. So you might think because you prayed for something and that thing arrived, God has answered you. Meanwhile, God says, I want to see if what I've given you would either change you or make you better. So character is stronger than prophecy. We say, we say, we say, Adonai. Thank you. only introduction here. Somebody say mysteries. Can I teach a bit? So back to our Israel's example here. Watch this. So whenever we talk about the glory of Israel, people think because the Lord used Joseph in a strange man's land to bring about a temporal deliverance to his father Jacob, the sons, people feel that everything God ordained was through Joseph. Keep it for this. God, he's like a movie actor. He can choose any character to play any role just to fulfill his dream and ambition. And because he knows that pride can steal a man, he can kill your conscience where he will not let you understand what you're doing yourself. Because when people become too mature in knowledge that are privy to spirit, they become prideful. So Adam, the first man on earth, was privileged to see things that even holy beings could not see. So when the enemy spoke to him about neglecting the crown God gave unto him, he could easily give out. So watch this. So everyone talks about the glory of Israel and they focus on Joseph. And God says, have you forgotten that nothing has the power to rise in life until the thing has depth? And before God can cause something to rise, he needs to build that thing. Now, the building of whatever God ordains is called covenant. Now, watch this. God says, in order to make these people my people, I would have to give these people my life. How? But ensuring that I bring among them priests, I bring among them a king, and I bring among them a savior. Now, watch this. You realize the savior, they came from Judah. The priest, they came from Levi. Remember that Levi was actually the son of Leah, the woman that Jacob did not love. But even though now Jacob felt that I need to work extra hard for somebody else again, and God says, you see, you don't know that according to future, what will preserve the heritage of your kingdom is the man called Levi. Because without priests, there can't be life and ascension. Watch me. It is God's intelligence to bring unto a man what he says. But if you can't build you up through kingdom partners, you'll be short-circuited in destiny. Am I communicating? Huh? Every miracle God gives a man goes beyond the man's capacity. Do you know why? Because every true ordained miracle is never personal. It is always generational. If we really want to know the fruit of a man's knowledge, we look at the legacy extended. Oh, talk to me, please. Are you aware that in as much as God entrusted wisdom and power into the hands of King Solomon, he can't be called the patriarch? Because whatever he left behind was trash. Oh, talk to me, please. As powerful as he thought he was, women could bring him down. He was so much in love that women could make him build a temple for idols at the same place where God told him to preserve the place for him. Am I teaching you guys? Am I teaching you? Watch me. If God can't prepare you, he can't trust you. Because there are many folks out there. There are many entities out there that will contend with every life God wants to give unto you. I'm telling you. So never come to God thinking that God must give you something to prove he's good. He's good all by himself. Somebody said, Rabbi, thou art a good man. He says, why do you call me good? For none on earth is good apart from God. Hear this. Now, to human definition, good means having a good heart. And God says, until you have the God life, you can't be called good. Am I communicating, friends? Please hear this, friends. I beg you so much. Now, hear this. If God wants to bring you into a place where the time he has spoken about first expression, he will let you do five major things. Number one, there is no way your time, which is God's word, can find expression until a man has the spirit of discernment. Am I teaching you? You can't walk in the actualization of everything ordained by God until a man has the spirit of what? Discernment. Nobody has the power to tell what God wants a man to do at a particular time. But a man has what? Discernment. Remember, what you share with the Holy Ghost is called a relationship. Praise God. And remember that as much as you live here in the world, whatever you do in this world goes beyond human time and intelligence here. So if God doesn't show you the power to work in discernment, life will actually break you down. You see? A lot of Christians don't work in discernment. We are being led by our feelings and emotions. But to tell what God is saying per time, we lack depth. Can I say this, please? I want you to know that emotion is that thing that kills the life of God in you. When God calls a man an emotional being, he calls you a weaker vessel. Because people are being ruled by their blood, have emotions. You didn't hear me? Am I communicating?
Yes, sir.
Bishop, Job heard that his kids had died. The Bible says he did not cry asking God why. He cried thanking God for the departure of the children. Let's be honest here. How would you feel when someone tells you you've lost two of your children and you're meant to give God worship? How would you think? Please, our minister gave a powerful testimony here. How she went for a rehearsal on Saturday and the next day she saw herself in the hospital. God forbid you. And then they say your kids are dead. And they're like, please give us a powerful praise song. How would you sing? This was the testimony of Job. God did not tell Job that because I want to test who you are, I want to kill your babies. Huh? Watch me. It is very painful when a man enters into a season of pain without the definite preparation. You may call good evil and call evil good. If God wants to translate men into height, the first thing he does is to predispose the spirit of discernment to tell what is happening. Don't wake up and say, I feel like doing this. What God wants to look at in the life of people is how they can be definite in what God says. I communicate the fact. I told you yesterday, watch me. God can cause you to wake up in the morning. And it may not be the usual time of you waking up. And he's telling you that entities, which are angels, are actually beckoning on you to pray because danger is fast approaching. But you might feel that, oh, because I slept early yesterday, I woke up early. And God says, nah, be sensitive, be sensitive, be sensitive. Evil is coming, danger is coming. Be sensitive. But because you lack depth, you might think it is coming. But be sensitive. Because the enemy is roaring like a lion, looking for whom to devour. But thank God we have a God who is standing by our side. Ladies and gentlemen, David said, I shall fall seven times, and seven times shall I arise. Can I declare here? Lift your hands above your head. I speak over your destiny. May God show you favor. May God show you favor. Somebody say, yes. I'm telling you. You'll be there and God can probe into your spirit man by telling you go and a 40-day fast. And you may want to think about your physical health. And God says, ah, this person wants to believe in what life provides. Watch me. Whatever life provides is death. Bishop, I went to a seminar and my professor was giving a speech. And he said, experience is the best teacher. And I lifted up my hands. I said, Mr. Speaker, I don't mean to insult you. But today you leave your professor thing aside. And we'll talk from man to man. I said, how does experience serve as the best teacher? And he says, how would you know what you know today if you didn't go through certain things? I said, it makes sense. I understand you. I said, you're talking from the corporate world. Now hear kingdom knowledge. God wouldn't have to let you go through something if you have wisdom. Am I communicating with you? Hear this. Whatever life wants to take away from you, what God has built on your inside, He gives you experience with the flesh. Am I communicating? You will hear people say, man of God, I know I did bad things in the past. And that I know that God actually made me go through these things because he wanted to teach me a lesson. You see, if what you went through in the past doesn't bring about lost time, what you've learned was a waste. You won't come without a sound. It's the protocol of the deep. So we lift our hands to you, Maranatha. Hallelujah. Watch me. Zechariah chapter 3 verse 1. And I saw Joshua the high priest standing by the right hand of the devil, being accused of him. Alright. Then he showed me Joshua the high priest standing before the name of the Lord, and Satan standing at his right hand side to oppose him. The verse number 2. Go on, please. Then the Lord said to Satan, the Lord rebuked Satan. The Lord who has chosen Jerusalem rebuke you. Is this not a brand plucked from the fire? The verse number 3 is powerful. Now Joshua was clothed with filthy garments and was standing before the angel. I want you to know that in God's kingdom, if God wants to level up a man's authority, he gives you a garment to wear. Oh, talk to me, please. Am I teaching you?
Yes, sir.
Oh, am I teaching you? Yes, hear this. If you allow life teach you the lessons that God is to teach you, it will shock you that what you lose is time and not assets. Because when God begins to restore men, he begins by giving them years. And I shall restore unto you the years that the cankerworm has taken. You see, if the enemy should take away from you physical things, and the enemy never touched your time, you didn't lose. Because what you lose didn't leave the earth, it's on the earth. You can do something to bring them again to you. You didn't clap your hands over there. Am I communicating, church? So what matters to God as destiny is concerned has got to do understanding the power of discernment. You see, you should find yourself in a place where God can trust you with secrets of the life. How much did you mean? You can't tell me that you walk through the whole year and all you know about God is coming to church on a Tuesday or on a Wednesday, on a Friday, on a Sunday, and there is nothing like God probing your spirit, man. You see, if God wants to weigh you in the spirit, he wants to check how active you are. Sensitivity to divine time is called discernment. There was a delay in the marriage of your father, in the marriage of your mother, and you want to now walk in marriage with a physical perspective. Wow. You gave birth to your first child. Your child could not speak for about 2 years. You gave birth to your second child. The baby could not for 4 years. You should understand how discernment works. You see, no evil has the power to happen to you until you permit it. So anytime you see evil happening to men, God was actually giving them a warning. You didn't see that. All right, communicate, please. How is it that a Christian will pray in the morning, senior bishop, will enter into a flight, the flight will crash, and the person has no meaning to that death? Don't tell me it is God. Hear this. I want you to know that before anything happens, God will tell you. Do you agree or not? You didn't hear me. He says, will I hide anything from Abraham, my friend? Are you aware the Bible says, when Lot left Abraham, he chose a good place, and after they committed sin, what happened? God wanted to destroy the people because the earth was coming from the Lord. Am I right? The Bible says, before God rained judgment, he asked Abraham, would you permit me to kill these people for the sins they commit? Nah. Discernment. Discernment will teach you who to lose and who to keep. Discernment. Discernment will teach you, do I go on this journey or not? if you follow what people think of you, you can never actualize destiny. Discernment. Discernment will teach you there are certain help you can't offer. Not because you don't want to do it, because destiny will not permit you. Watch me. Watch me. Watch me. Watch me. You don't choose friends by choice alone. You choose friends based on the depth of the call you carry. Do you know why? Because you can choose a friend who may look good in your own eyes, but because the person has not been ordained by God for you, whatever they do become a distraction for you. Look at Jonah the prophet. He was asked by God, go and preach to Nineveh. Because he chose not to go to Nineveh, he now boarded a ship to catch him. What happened? The Bible says he slept at the bottom of the boat. And what happened to him? The Bible says because of him, they lost everything on the thing. Hey, it's a pity when a man does not believe in what God has said and they go by what they know. Life will teach you lessons. Your greatest loss in destiny has got nothing to do with physical gadgets or assets. It's got to do with the loss of time. Because God measures destiny time. Number two, if God wants to show you how to work in divine timing, aside discernment, the second thing he does is to show you who to work with. Am I communicating? You see, we live in a generation where people believe that once you understand who I am as a person, I should call you a friend. It is dangerous if what you know about a person is what the person demonstrates, and God can't entrust into you who the person really is. I told you yesterday, be very careful not to make choice based on sight, because the eye can deceive. I want you to know that the arrival of your divine helper doesn't only come to help, they come to restore wasted time. You didn't hear me? Doc, come here. Two of you stand here. Stand here. Oh, I bless. No, you face the side, please. No, bros, thank you. So we are all marching together. Somebody say glory. Oh, am I teaching you, please? Somebody say hallelujah. Let me show you how God restores men. Are you blessed, somebody? Both of them are doctors. Both of them. Let's say both of you have money. Say amen.
Amen.
You didn't say amen. Amen. Your enemies are plenty here. Amen. Somebody say glory.
Glory.
Are you blessed, friends? My God. So let's say both of them, they started business together. They all invested $1 million into Bitcoin. That's a campaign, no? When COVID came, I saw Americans posting Dodge, 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 and they were laughing at them. So this man did his first investment and then had, let's say, $1 million. And the man is still investing on. And then this man is saying, my brother, follow me. Follow me. And then this guy is doing everything, but the more he tries, he even goes backwards. And this man keeps going up like that. Said, my brother, you're not serious in life. I told you to follow me. If you follow me, life will be easier for you. And the guy said, that's fine. Let me even try. After he tried, he even goes back again. God is good. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Now, at a point in time, the guy will now be disappointed and say, please, if you have gone ahead of me, that's fine. Now, watch this. His concern will be about the loss of money. And God's concern is the loss of time. Do you know why? Because when time finds expression in a man's destiny, all that you've lost comes to pass. Now watch me. Watch me. If God is to help this man, to bring this man to the same level, he may be thankful that he's not where he used to be some time ago. But according to the kingdom, there is no glory and honor. Because what he did is not called restoration, it's called progress. But if God is to give the man the power to actually outdo what a man's physical strength can offer and brings him here, he now calls it restoration. He gave him three things. He gave him his physical money. He gave him time. He gave him. Oh, can I declare? Lift up your hands. I prophesy, my God. Oh, my God, destiny. You shall recover every lost time. Somebody say, glory. Oh, are you blessed, somebody? Somebody say, hallelujah. So if God wants to, come here. If God wants to help this man here get to that place of restoration, God says, let me introduce you to a man that has the power to make. I told you yesterday, sometimes the person you are helping is actually a divine helper. A helper might not be always who you help. Oh, please talk to me, please. Huh? Watch me. How did Rebecca become that woman that will channel prophecy of the coming Savior? Because she understood that if I help a stranger, I have the power of reflecting God's life through me. Watch this. The man said, I dare not choose any other person that will be of pain to my master's life until God helps me to choose. I told married couples yesterday here, thank God you have the experience of marriage. 30 years, 13 years, 15 years. You may sit here and tell us, if you must marry, have understanding. That's the word of men. I get that. But watch this, please. Anyone God did not ordain for you, destiny doesn't count them as people. You didn't hear me. Yes. Am I communicating?
Yes, sir.
Anyone destiny did not choose for you, even if they become part of your life, according to God's definition for a man, he can't consider them as one. Destiny doesn't go for who you choose until God says so. Am I communicating? So God will have to introduce somebody that in spirit has the power to bring into flesh what God says. Yeah? There are certain people that if God does not ask them to say certain things, things cannot happen. It's not pride. It's an order in the spirit. I told you yesterday, Vashti forgot that she was only a queen because of who she was connected to, not because of her physical beauty. So everything you have in life is as a result of who you are connected to. One person loved Esther, and in one day, she became the queen mother of a whole country. One person said, today you are living here. And the person lost her crown. The people didn't regard their day because one person said so. You see, you must value the people God bring your way. I'm communicating. The idea where you want people to love you for who you are is only romantic in books, not in destiny. Amazing God, amazing God, oh, you always come through for me. Amazing God, amazing God, amazing God, we say you always come through for me. Amazing God. So David looks at God and says, God, with every intelligence you have as God, there is still something you've placed in the life of a man that we can't even understand. David says, who is a man that you are so mindful of? A man that God had to die naked for should tell you the value of a life, man. God died in shame, in pain. This will ensure that liberty be given to man. That should tell you what a man comes. Are you blessed? Number three, if God wants to show you how to work in the very time, he has a mind for you. So number one, he grants you the grace to discern. Number two, he shows you who to work with, which is called the counsel of man. Number three, he shows you to do certain instructions that he can't tell everybody. They are called covenantal instructions. Watch. Every believer must have something they depend on to ensure that God is with them. You see, there are certain things about your destiny that God can tell you to do alone. If you try to explain to somebody else, they can't understand. Samson, make sure you don't take anything on your head, because what you have on your head is a proof I'm with you. The day you take it away, you become like any other person. Watch this. You see, the fact that a lie has been in an office for long doesn't make the lie the truth. When God decides to work with men, there are certain covenantal assets he will tell you to follow. And even you, the man, you won't understand. This is Abraham. To distinguish you and the other people on the earth, make sure when you give birth to any child who is a son, after 8 days, have the person circumcised. Take off the flesh. It's a proof of covenant with you. You see, there are certain believers, eh? Watch me. You realize that there is nothing that they do on earth as a proof of God's life for them. Am I complicating? Doc, please come here. Stand here, please. Doc, stand here. No, so the two dogs. Doc, you understand? So, Doc, you stand here. So, Dr. F and Dr. Y. Somebody say glory. Are you blessed? Can I say this, please? Watch this. God can help this man. Hear this. Receive any blessing he wants in this life. And it may shock you that the reception of whatever testimony wouldn't become the reason why God will be glorified. Did you hear that? Let me show you how God created men. And I end here. Our time is almost up. According to God, he calls man smaller gods. Oh, am I right? He says, for ye are gods. So your real identity is not the flesh that is visible to everyone's eye. It's the spirit that looks invisible. And remember, God is the creator of the universe. So when God wants to honor a man with a testimony, he actually showcases the testimony in three levels, right, for me. He will give you authority over physical things. So for instance, you came to America, you worked hard, God gave you the power to make money, you now bought a car. That's authority over physical things. That thing means nothing to God. Because somebody who doesn't believe in God has more than this. So if what you have can't give him the honor as God, he can't personify that. When he now rates your faithfulness and sees how truthful you are in the little he gives you, he now gives you authority over physical nations and over people. Eh? It may shock you that sometimes the person that decides for the country might not be the president. It can be an invincible person sitting in a smaller court somewhere that says, this should be done, and it will shock you that what they say happens. Have you wondered why wealth, riches, power, dominion, it circulates among few people? Because God can entrust them with power that what they say now happens. When he says that you have been faithful in integrity, where people cannot look up to you, he now gives you authority over his own will and his own power. Now watch this. People say if God says yes, nobody can say no. If you accept this in honor of God's sovereignty, understand that. But in covenant, think twice. Because certain people can say no and go keep quiet. Saul, who became Paul, met Jesus. And Christ says, I only came to stop you from killing the Christians. But for this issue of the eye, which is blind, I can't heal you until Ananias the priest prays for you. When he prays, I'll now heal you. The Bible, a king of Egypt, wanted to sleep with Abraham's wife called Sarah. God says you dare not do that because the womb is preserved for heritage and legacy. So go to Abraham, my servant, the prophet. When he prays, I will listen to him. Watch this. If God doesn't show this man covenantal steps to follow in destiny that will cause him to have program over God's agenda, I bet you, in a long time, he will realize what he labored for will become a reason why God can't trust him again. Watch me. It is not all miracles that God brings answered prayers. Some miracles, he takes away certain things. A miracle might not be what God gives. It can be what he takes. Job was righteous because he understood what God wanted him to do. But he became a system when the children died. Do you know why? Because pain translates men into spirits. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Sit down for 5 minutes and we pray. When I backsmur against the Lord. Are you feeling it?
Are you feeling it?
What's the answer?
Yes.
Oh, what's the answer?
Yes.
Oh, what's the answer?
Yes.
Say, I'm feeling it.
I'm feeling it.
Clap your hands together for Jesus. My God. Are you blessed, family? If God can't entrust a man with covenantal actions and instructions, there are many things you cannot be holding in this life, tell your friends. Am I complicated? Certain things he will let you do them, and people may never need to understand them. It is God. It is God. He decides to do that. Am I communicating? The fourth thing, let me pray. When he wants to show you how to bring forth time into reality, he will show you the power of sacrifice. You don't understand what it means to have love for God if you don't live a sacrificial life. Because the only way a man can prove love to God, the only way you can prove to God how deeply you love him is to be consistent in the place of sacrifice. Can I say this with you? I'm aware that in our generation today, some people have actually misused certain things about the kingdom just to earn certain assets. But that doesn't change the reality of the truth here. As powerful as God is, he could not cast sin from the heavens until he came as a mortal man, spent 33 years in pain just to show us love. The Bible says the only way God could show us love was to give his only son. When you get to a place in your life where it becomes a burden to give, it becomes a burden to give. God has never believed anyone's petition if what they knew about God was just prayer and not communicating in sacrifice. It wasn't prayer that communicated wisdom unto King Solomon. His ability to give made God translate the man's testimony spirit. What kind of offering did the man give that God says, from today onwards until I come upon the earth, nobody will ever be as powerful as you? Sacrifice. You see, anything that tries to stop your sacrificial life is ruling over your destiny. Watch this. Anything you can't give God can't come to you. Because the kingdom operates on the system of giving and receiving. If God permits, tomorrow I'm going to show you 3 things to do again to walk in the time that God has meant for you. Be upstanding, church. Walk to somebody and say, are you ready for tomorrow? At least walk to 3 people. Tell them, are you ready for tomorrow? Above your head. The Bible says, when the hands of Moses were lifted on high, they began to win the battle. So lifting up your hands is a proof of victory. Lift your hands higher. You will clap your hands and stamp your feet. And this is your first prayer point. Lord, as I pray,
Lord, as I pray,
restore my wasted years.
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 Come on, your hands and pray somebody.
Yeah, the God of the
lift your hands up. You see, when you enter into the place of destiny, what God requires of you is violence. If you are not placing a demand on whatever he paid on the cross for, there are many things you can never access in life. Lift your hands above your heads. If the enemy should waste your years, you will go barren in life. Because time is that unit of destiny.
Yes, sir.
Lift your hands, everybody. You are going to scream on top of your voice and you clap and pray. The Lord, you must restore me wasted years. I cannot live a life void of miracles, signs, and wonders. Lord, restore me. Scream and say, my father, my father.
My father, my father.
Louder, say, my father, my father.
My father, my father.
Shout, say, my father, my father.
My father, my father.
Excuse me, my father, my maker.
My father, my maker.
As I begin to pray.
As I begin to pray.
I lift up my hands.
I lift up my hands.
Say, Lord.
Lord.
As I pray.
As I pray.
Restore me.
Restore me.
Say, Lord.
Lord,
as I clap,
as I clap,
and I pray,
and I pray,
restore me,
restore,
restore me,
restore,
restore me,
restore,
restore me, clap your hands, stomp your feet, clap your hands, stomp your feet, clap your hands, Jesus. Scream and say, restore.
are hereby restored.
Amen.
You are hereby restored.
Amen.
The louder your amen, the bigger your miracle.
Amen.
You are hereby restored.
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 Amen.
Scream and say, I am restored.
I am restored. I am restored.
Lift up your hands. Lift them higher. You haven't still started yet. Pay up verse number 2. Every time you ask the Lord to restore unto you your lost time and lost property, the first thing to consider is God should grant unto you your original identity. Because in God's kingdom, your identity is your wealth. It's your currency. It's what gives you the power to move. If the enemy should fight your image, there will be no life for you. Lift your hand, somebody. Why did God cause Abraham to become the father of all nations after he changed his name from Abraham to Abraham? Lift your hands. Lord, as I pray.
Lord, as I pray.
Any power fighting my image.
Any power fighting my image.
Arise.
Arise.
Are you ready, somebody?
Yes, sir.
Lift up and say, my father, my father.
My father, my father.
Lord, I say, my father, my father.
My father, my father.
As I begin to pray.
As I begin to pray.
Any power.
Any power.
For my family.
For my family.
Scripture says,
Lord.
Any spirit.
Any power.
For my village.
For my village.
Fighting.
Fighting.
My glory.
My glory.
My image.
My image.
As I pray.
As I pray.
Arise.
Arise.
Say, Holy Ghost.
Holy Ghost.
As I clap,
as I clap,
and I pray,
and I pray,
any power,
fighting,
fighting,
my image,
Holy Ghost,
Holy Ghost,
arise,
arise,
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 clap your hands and pray something. Of the spirit, whenever you pray with signs, you communicate power.
Yes, sir.
Say, I take back my glory.
I take back my glory.
Lord, I say, I take back my glory.
I take back my glory.
Say, my father, my father.
My father, my father.
Say, right now,
right now,
I declare,
I declare,
I enter,
I enter,
I enter my village,
my village.
I enter,
I enter
my family,
my family.
Anywhere,
anywhere,
my glory,
my glory
was buried,
was buried.
Say, today.
Today,
by fire, I take it,
I take it,
I grab it,
I grab it,
I take it,
I take it,
I grab it,
I grab it,
I take it,
I take it,
I grab it,
I grab it,
I take it,
I take it,
I grab it,
I grab it.
Somebody say fire,
fire,
scream say fire,
fire,
shout say fire,
fire,
shout say fire,
fire,
say I am restored,
I am restored.
Oh, do you believe that?
Yes, sir.
Lift your hands above your head. Oh, lift your hands. Say, my father, my father.
My father, my father.
Scream like a fighter. Say, my father, my father.
My father, my father.
Scream, say, my father, my father.
My father, my father.
Say, right now.
Right now.
By fire.
By fire.
I stand.
By the name, of the Lord, and I prophesy, over my life, after today, I am moving, from glory, to glory, from grace, to grace, from oil, to oil, from favor, to favor. Somebody say yes, 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 somebody say yes.
Yes.
Oh, do you believe that?
Yes, sir.
Oh, do you believe that?
Yes, sir.
Say, now is my time. Now is my time.
Now is my time.
Say, I am favored.
I am favored.
I am blessed.
I am blessed.
I am restored.
I am restored.
I am grace.
I am grace.
I am a sign.
I am a sign.
I am a wonder.
I am a wonder.
Say, I am too much.
I am too much.
Say, my enemies.
My enemies.
You are in trouble.
You are in trouble.
I am coming out.
I am coming.
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 I am coming out.
I am coming out.
Oh, do you believe that? Lift your hands above your head. Are you aware it was not prayer that broke the wall of Jericho? It was a noise. It was a shout. Lift your hands, please. Hey, I'll make one prophetic declaration here. And by the count of seven, you will shout fire. And I believe in my heart that every wall shall be broken.
Yeah.
Do you believe that?
Yeah. Oh, yes.
Lift your hands above your head. Any wall of delay, any wall of pain, any wall of sorrow, any wall of death, surrounding your destiny, by the count of seven, number one, number two, number three, number four, number five, number six, number seven,
fire!
Do you believe that?
Yes, sir.
Oh, scream and say, I am free.
I am free.
Say, freedom is mine.
Freedom is mine.
Glory is mine.
Glory is mine.
Riches is mine.
Riches is mine.
Prosperity is mine.
Prosperity is mine.
Star is mine.
Star is mine.
Say, I am free.
I am free.
I am free. Do you believe that?
I am free.
Lift up your hands. Your prayer point. My God.
I am free.
Lift up your hands. Your final prayer point. Lord, grant me early satisfaction. Amen. Did you hear that?
Yes, sir.
Lord, grant me
early satisfaction.
Father, as I begin to pray.
Lord, as I begin to pray.
Satisfy me now.
Satisfy me now.
Oh, do you believe that?
Yes, sir.
Lift up your hands. You see, I believe in my heart that someone's testimony is on Monday.
Amen.
You hear me? Now, if you believe in miracle money, lift up your hands. I speak over your destiny. What you have not seen before, it shall locate your accounts.
Amen.
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 Somebody say, Holy Ghost.
Holy Ghost.
As I pray.
As I pray.
Answer me now.
Answer me now.
Clap up your hands and pray somebody. I am
you here. Please, do our media men have the message version? Do they have? Perfect. Get me the book of Psalm, chapter 2, the verse number 7. Now, I need it in the message rendition. Let me tell you what God said next. He said, you are my son, and today is your birthday. Oh, please, it is not me here, it's God saying here. He says, let me tell you what God said next. He said, you are my son, and today is what? Your birthday. The verse number 8. What do you want?
Name it.
Nations as a present, continent as a bride. Lift up your hands. Lift up your hands. Lift up your hands. Lift up your hands. God is asking you. Today is your birthday.
Oh yeah.
What do you want?
Nations.
Now watch this. I'm giving you the permission to come around the altar here. Hello. And I'm very glad if the ushers can help us govern the people as well, so people don't trip over this place. Now, if you believe that today is your day of encounter, come and lie by the, just come and kneel by the altar here. And I need you to have a contact with the altar. Come and touch the altar for me. And you are going to pray the book of Psalm. Oh, where are the media guys? Now, make sure as you are touching the altar, you are standing by the altar. Great are you, Lord. You are greatly to be praised. You are greatly to be praised. Father, you reign.
Situation of my children. Are you a pastor?
Begin to pray. Begin to pray. Begin to pray.
Lord, Takule. Lord, answer my marriage. Lift your voice and shout.
Let's go back to our feet. Let's go back to our seat. Let's go back to our seat. And once you get back, don't sit down. Lift up your hands. Once you go back, don't sit down. Just stand up and stretch your hands towards the altar. I love the atmosphere. Don't sit down.
Oh,
hands together for Jesus, somebody. Are you blessed to come today? Are you blessed to come today? Now, where are your handkerchiefs? I've never seen this kind of God before. I've never seen this kind of God before. Jesus, now I
we say the things that do for me.
In trouble today.
Yes.
But say, I am blessed.
I am blessed.
Now walk to somebody and say, I'm the next person God shall bless.
I am the next person God shall bless. I am. I am.
I am.
Clap your hands together for Jesus. Oh God. Alright. Please lift your hands above your head for me. Close your eyes. Give me the same mouse. I see the Holy Ghost touching three people. Just get ready. Close your eyes. Father, let your spirit touch your people. You said you are changing the lives of men, and you are giving your people a testimony.
of God. Let your presence be made manifest here. You said you are lifting people from one level to another level, and you are changing their story. Anywhere these people are located, Holy Spirit, let there be a fresh encounter. Let there be a fresh encounter. Let there be a fresh encounter. By the count of seven, the glory of God is coming down. By the count of seven, I see the Holy Ghost here. Number one, number two, number three, number four, number five, number six, number seven. Fresh, 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 fresh oil. Let the Spirit of God be made manifest now in the name of Jesus. 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 Right now, fresh encounter. Fresh encounter. Fresh encounter. Fresh encounter. Fresh encounter. Michael, 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 Michael. Fresh oil, cartus, a papa, patus, and nakos, kapa, and manosus, kata. Oh, I just saw a lady here. God told me that your marriage has come to you.
Amen.
Oh God, oh God, oh God. Listen, my hands. Oh God, oh God, oh God, oh God, oh God. Oh God. Thank you for taking them out of spiritual slavery. And thank you for redefining their destiny. He said, you are giving their destiny color and glory. He said, you are giving their destiny color and glory, my God. He said, you are giving their destiny color and glory. And he said, new glory will arise. It 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 will arise. In the name of Jesus. 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 Lift up your hands. I speak over your destiny. God will not put you to shame. Never, 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 never. He will put you to shame. Never, 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 never.
towards your altar for me. I see one person here. I don't know if you're ready for this, but God is telling me a prophetic anointing will come upon your life.
Amen.
And your dream life shall be activated. And God told me whatever you see at night will come to pass. And I see one person here. God is opening you up from any prison, from any prison. Ushers, get ready. I'll activate the auction now. Ushers, get ready. Look at what's happening back there. Ushers, get ready. He said, activation of dreams. Activation of dreams. Look at power. Look at power. Activate. Look at power. 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 Fresh oil. Fresh oil. Fresh. Was your altar for me? Out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. Out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. Out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. Out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. Out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. God is opening up your stomach, and I see nations coming forth. 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 In the name of Jesus. God, we ask for the last thing. Listen, friends. That person you said you want to give them the grace to command revival, lift up your hands. You said there's a lady in the house and there's a man in the house. And you said you are changing their garment and you're putting upon them the garment of the apostolic and the garment of the prophetic. You said the garment of the apostolic will help them enter into countries and the prophetic would help them ordain people into the office. You said glory, glory. You said glory. When they speak, light will appear. Oh God. Look at what's happening. Look at what's happening. Fresh oil from above. Fresh oil from above. Fresh. Now God is lifting you up. I see the eagle anointing. He's lifting you up. 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 No. Father, thank you for the manifestation. Lord, we love you. Thank you for the glory. Thank you for the grace. Thank you for the unction. We love you, Father. Clap your hands together for Jesus. Now, if you came to church with your oil, please lift your oil above your head. Open up the oil. You can't deliver scuprant in a mass. Lift up the oil. There's a lot to be done, but my time is almost up. Please lift up your oil, please.
I speak glory over your oil. I speak grace over your oil. And I make a declaration over your destiny, that the good God that has called you will not fail you. God shall move you from grace to grace, from glory to glory. It is one with your soul. In the name of Jesus, let us say amen. Now watch this. You are going to pour the oil in your hand right now, and you are going to anoint your head 3 times. Now, anytime you touch your head with the oil, you make a declaration of your own life. So when you touch your head with the oil, you declare, I am an overcomer. I am blessed. Yes, you would declare over your life. Right. Once you are done, you take a seat for me. You say, yeah. Hallelujah, say.
For listening to Wisdom Moment with Prophet Benjamin Fodjo. Don't forget to share with us how this message has been a blessing to you and your family on +324 920904 54, or email us at office@benjaminfodjo.org. Follow Prophet Benjamin on Facebook, YouTube, podcast at Prophet Benjamin Fodjo. On Instagram is Benjamin_Fodjo. Twitter is SeniorBenjaminFodjo. And our website is www.benjaminfodjo.org. Wisdom Moment with Prophet Benjamin Fodjo. The vision, the mission, the passion.